Hi, sweetie. We are going to put you down nice and deep. So I want you to get comfortable for me. Comfortable as you can. Find somewhere to relax. And remember, during this or anything that follows, if you need a pause, you just yellow out like a traffic light. Feeling the energy come back into you. Oh, that does imply we're going to take it out, but that is fairly obvious. It's just going somewhere else. It's all you need to think about. Make sure tight clothing is loosened and that your body's comfortably positioned. If you need pillows nearby, use them. Helping you get deep sometimes just requires there be little in the way. A lubricated sluice down. A slide into exhaling all the tension out of your body. Simple breathing exercises. Take a deep breath from me, slowly. Fill your lungs with relaxing air, hold, and release a moment later. Don't go so long that you have to use any effort at all. You're just putting some thought into it, though. Which means there'll be less swing in your emotional mood, less up and down in response to my words. Relaxed and heavy's fine. Horny's fine, and often I come in horny. But if I come in that way, I'm gone. Easy process. Helps you deeper into trance, so you take another breath. Envision the tension in your body, which is unavoidable, coloring that breath you are holding in the color you are going to exhale. If not that, then envision simply the knowledge you have about it. A volume of air went in. A volume of air went out. The 3-2-1 release you're waiting for. And if the feeling of relaxation I'm talking about doesn't sink, then choose now as your time, night-night pet, to use all the instinctive tools, all the stored up bits of you that trigger from that little place where 1 or 2 or 3% of me waits, letting all the tension go, waits, letting the weight build upon you, keeping pace, keeping you in your pleasant pleasure place, deep breath for me. Choose now, let all the tension go. Threading away deeper and deeper down, you're doing this to yourself, but you're doing it for me. Relax along the lines, the leeway you're given, as your body heavy as mine, and I am heavy too. As we're sinking, time for one deep breath, hold it. Countdown 3-1, let it out. The tension escaping, carrying something with it. The point in this breathing is never to tax you to the limit. Some of the breathing methods for falling down within this can become complex. Yours is to breathe normally, but make sure they are deep breaths by your definition. To get more of me in, more of this sound which is liquid, which is vapor, which is sublimated, to fill the air around you, tapering off other thought with replacement in the deep breath and the deep drop. The sinking deepening towards something you control that's in your power. Deep breaths. Rolling your mind off, moment by moment. Doesn't take long to breathe out all the tension when you're tensed in deep down. Night-night pet. Let your mind now resound with my words, which are like liquid which ensnare. Keep listening, breathing, follow there. Exercising assistance in helping you down. Background. The relaxation and sinking is natural now. The power to delight in desiring more of what's happening to you while you're laying there, actively participating in your own relaxation. Testing your abilities. Imagination does come next, but remember, if you ever can't keep your mind perfectly on target for that relaxed inside, you are allowed to use other options. Any other way of dropping deep, any other way of following me down to some sleepy place inside. Your mind may have the method to set aside your thoughts, accept altered states, re-deepen with the right touch or the right words. Notice how difficult it can be to keep your fingers closed together if you just close them for me. Palm out in front of you. Follow my suggestion, and following should be good for you. You did it. Well done. Cradling. Helping you down, hun. Palm facing out, fingers closed, like giving the sign to stop. Hand up and down, wrist bent so the palm faces straight forward, thumb by the side, the stop sign. in front of you, or to hold things away from you, often in trance. Little things we do with our hands, often in close-up magic. There, this is also used, keeping your eye on it. But really, you can feel them, can't you? We know things like the back of our hand. Holding your hand up like that may become tense. If it does, listen to that tension. In fact, tell yourself, no, when I'm going into trance, I'm so easily pressed over, pushed over, sunk down, weak against a particular kind of pushing down now, palm facing out, fingers closed, see your hand held in place as you continue to listen, you know the appearance. If your eyes are closed, you know your hand like the back of your hand. How difficult and hard to keep your fingers together, eyes open or closed. Fingers open or closed, did you forget? You keep your fingers closed together, but they want to open, yet as natural part of your relaxation. See how they eventually fully slide apart? Well, you will. And now I can forget about that suggestion. It's been set loose in you. That's what a relaxing breath or progressive relaxation situation is supposed to be like. You are doing the activity again and again. That is why during stage shows, and seldom for me because I assumed you'd know, but here I impart it again, you'll hear, just carrying you deeper down. A hand on your shoulder, just carrying you deeper down. The deep breathing, the sand covering you, the hand opening, these are all tricks you can do to your own mind. And if you need to borrow this voice of mine and replay it in your head, be it from the track or you just telling yourself in my voice, well, you're easily led to the siren suggestion, everyone is. Use that one. Know the appearance. If your eyes are closed, you could still see the back of your hand, which the fingers will open and your mind will fall. You could feel the sand heavying you. Heavying, heavying, as in it is soft upon you. Someone gently burying you till they pack you deep, keeping just their head on your lap. There you go. Just your head on my lap. Takes a moment for you to catch up sometimes with the situation. Deeper down, experienced installations allow you to do this. Every word nice and numb and totally distributed, hun, all throughout your system, because you're good at this, so I made one for people who are good at this. If you were going to listen to me anyway, and the idea of me full chord pressing a normal induction seems silly when I could just break you down into place, then this is the one for you. Deeper and deeper in, deeper and deeper down. You are already at the place. Head on my lap. Mind out and going. And I up here, trance too. As above, so below. That's the nature. That's what I'm doing to you. Deeper down, so you remember that the simple principles are yours to deploy. You sand cover. You brain blank. You scalp massage, you be blank, you night night, you hold tight, you let your fingers spread, but remember, supposed to keep them tight, stopping, like stopping the trance, like holding the whole world up with one of your hands. And what happens when the hand that holds the whole world up falls all the way deeper and deeper down? In fact, it's so deeper and deeper down that you normally wouldn't get this far. Listening to me, following me, you know how to push yourself down. Shouldn't you be gone by now? If you are uncommonly awake, well, you know me. I always think that if you're staying awake, there's a reason to be there. There being here. Where, dear? Well, in you. If your eyes are closed and you fall into the heaviness that moves. A moving heaviness is often the focus of these inductions, because as it moves across you, there's a lot of analogies. Whiteboard eraser, really erase function in a paint program. The layer is still there, and you can control Z it. And also, if you leave the computer open with the paint there, then when you come back to your desk, you'll redraw it all in. Better than me. I can only draw the background pictures. Now, sometimes they may be vibrant, but I rely on you. So like I'm doing, let your body do what it's made to do and slump loose, limp at ease, for once curing some of that long time not being at peace, with a pause, with an easy heaviness moving on you, into you. And if you reach out and work upon you, you can do little tricks too, like drop deep down, let yourself go. Touch, but don't touch too much. You want to focus on my voice and not get lost and gone. like you did last time, like you will tomorrow, let yourself go. Relaxation sliding happily down your arms, down your legs, but I did say heavy, warm, tucked in or buried in the sand. So fixate on that. Keep that thought in the palm of your hand like you can see the palm of your hand, eyes closed. The palm is still there. Relaxing upper arm, sinking, dripping mind without care. You don't need anything except to be taken care of in a relaxed, heavy, sleepy pen that you made for your brain. The pen you're led to is just a bed for your brain. You breathe and relax to make a space for your brain, then your brain's gone again, mind gone at least. Because the mind goes where the attention goes, and the attention flows to me. Easy to stay focused when you're listening, thinking, have a ton of things to do that all count as staying focused. Because they're all part and parcel of brain gone, relax, deep breath. Oh, you're still past the point where your brain would normally just joint out. Keeping in when you slowly jack into the signal. Begins to slide up from your toes, past your ankles, up to your face. You can smile, wiggle your nose, or drop your head back heavy on a pillow. Long as you're safe and comfortable, it's good to relax till the heat gets up past your knees. It's good to relax, over-pleasured. Say please if you want more, though. Like I said, you can pause when you need to. You can green when you want to go deeper into what's warm and sleepy sand. Sleepy for me, aren't you? The land of nod. Nodding off. Holding hot and warm. Breathing clear. Thoughts swarm away, magnetized to me, going back up that signal. That's plugged in, left in, connected, and you'll be gone. From the beginning, be gone with closed deep eyes, drowsy, droopy down. Following the system, 10. You're usually gone, 9. Long before this, 8. Long before you slip, because I tell you, by the time I get down to a certain number, you'll be gone, and I'm gonna be there to take good care of you, to help you synchronize to 10. Deeper and deeper, what number? Well, are you sleepy for me, or are you sleepier? Sliding, slipping, drowsing, drooping, deepier. Dropped right out of sync and into synchrony with something else. The sine wave of the signal you're plugged into, that you're letting in. Another of my tools, taken off the shelf, the sand, massaging, relaxed temples, my words, linking, a deeper brain, that's it, good, 9, warm, all the same, you're heavy, drifting, drooping, maybe I'll get you this time, maybe you're actually dropped, or are you something else that's more twisty, that winds spiral inside, confused, fall deeply, driftingly, the sand caressing up, up. Past your thighs, warm, mesmerized, sleepy deepy down, sand massaging, and I'm here to help. Here to give you more words now, here to let your warm, sleepy mind fall into line. 9, 8's next. You're still up for 8, we'll have to see. Each number down, like turning up the signal, the frequency 1 and 2. That would be from nothing to 10, and 10 to 9 for me. Level 3 would be 9 to 8. Oh, you're still here with me, still locked on, still dialed in, still following the little details you leave behind and begin to move deeper, deeper. 6, waves that save your mind for later. Oh, wait, are you gone? No? Well, that would be 4 and 5 and so on, but remember, we started in nothingness. What happens when we get below 1? 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, then 2, then that, then 0, but we're not at 0 because we're not at 1 because we stepped away from 1, hun, remember, below 0, back to nothing, nothing to 10 was 1 unit, 10 to 9 was 2 units, 9 to 8, 3 units, 8 to 7, usually gone out the gate right here. 7 to 6, good, you're keeping track. And then again, 6 to 5. 5 to 4, and 4 to 3, and 3 to 2, and 2 to 1. 1 to 0, we've gone 11, or was it 12? And then, Next is nothingness, but nothingness comes before we go to zero, go to nothing. Nothingness comes before 10 as well. Nothing. 10, 9, 8, 7. Do you ever wonder what happens with spirals and wheels and dials and clockwork? They turn around. But the thing about revolutions in the drop is they come around again. And then you're just back up at the surface, and I'm just greeting you like it's nothing, and you're just slipping into service of your own body's long-built mechanisms from zero to nothing and nothing to 10. Around the wheel, around again, and then I'm greeting you like it's nothing.